Why Israel was defeated at Ai. Soon after the fall of Jericho, Joshua determined to attack Ai, a small town among the ravines a few miles west of the Jordan Valley. Spies brought the report that the inhabitants were few, and only a small force would be needed to overthrow it. The great victory that God had gained for them had made the Israelites self-confident. They failed to realize that divine help alone could give them success. Even Joshua laid his plans for the conquest of Ai without seeking counsel from God. The Israelites had begun to look with contempt upon their foes. An easy victory was expected, and 3,000 men were thought sufficient to take the place. These advanced nearly to the gate of the city, only to encounter determined resistance. Panic-stricken at the numbers and thorough preparation of their enemies, they fled in confusion down the steep descent. The Canaanites chased them from before the gate, and smote them in the going down. Though the loss was small as to numbers, 36 men slain, the defeat was disheartening. The hearts of the people melted, and became as water. Joshua looked upon their ill success as an expression of God's displeasure. In distress and apprehension he rent his clothes, and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. "Alas, O Lord God," he cried, "wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? O Lord, what shall I say, when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our name from the earth, and what wilt thou do unto thy great name?" The answer was, "Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath transgressed my covenant which I commanded them." It was a time for prompt and decided action, not for despair and lamentation. There was secret sin in the camp, and it must be searched out and put away. "Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you."